call the order of the meeting of July 13, 2016. Make it a motion to adopt this evening's agenda.
Second.
Second?
Second.
All favor?
Aye.
Get a motion to approve the minutes of the May 11, 2016 meeting.
Motion approved.
Second?
Aye.
All favor?
Aye.
Vista Design requesting site plan approval for ADH Cancer Center.
For the record, my name is Hugh Cropper. I represent Atlantic General Hospital. This is Mr. Steve Engel, our land planner and project designer. And he's already turned in the site plan. We've got sort of a presentation copy here that's a little brighter for you to see. And I'll turn it over and let you explain what you've done there and what it shows.
Okay. Good evening. So what we're proposing, the property is currently located along 113 and Revolution City Boulevard. The site consists of two pad sites, one future and a cancer center. The cancer center is approximately 18,000 square feet. The future building is about 38,000 square feet. The site naturally drains north to south to a culvert pipe under Old Ocean City Boulevard. We are proposing, we're required to have 157 parking spaces, we're required to have 157 parking spaces. The site has water and sewer available. Stormwater management is in the conceptual design phase. And any entrance improvements are subject to as it should.
And you're getting, rid of that curb cut on,
Yes, and we are eliminating this curb cut.
Right, correct.
So that's, all.
And even though you provided the required parking, it's anticipated that there'll be a lot of mixed use between the Atlantic Cancer Center, the future building, and the hospital. In other words, people will park and walk
correct.
To the Barrett building, walk back and forth.
That's correct. Yes.
And I'll proffer to the commission that the cancer center is not a high volume, although we provided required parking, it's not really a high volume, high turnover use. We think there's going to be more than adequate parking. That's really the way to answer any questions.
Could the future building, I guess, would be a two-story?
How big?
About 38,000 square feet.
Single story? Jeez.
Try to maximize the site. Whether the building is fine, whether it's that size or not, we don't really know. We're just trying to maximize the use of the property.
Are you putting in all the parking spaces we're looking at? With just this one building, or are you going to wait for the other building before you finish the parking lot?
That's currently under discussion. We are, at a minimum, we're going to put in what's required for the cancer center, but they may do all the parking spaces so they have the extra parking for the hospital and the other facilities on the campus.
And the way it's, your entrance is there, all the stuff to the left or to the south side is accommodating the building that you're talking about now, right? And like, it's kind of, there's kind of two parking spaces in the north and south.
Yes,
and
correct.
Parking right, right. That handles all the lower building. And the
correct.
Right.
That's way it's been laid out. So
right.
You can access and drop off. So.
But if you only build that one on the south part, that would accommodate way
correct.
More than accommodate,
Is there any particular reason why we're only looking at a single-story building? It seems like to me that maybe the future could be a second-floor addition type of thing.
Well, for the second building, you know, there really are no immediate plans. They just want to plan out, do a master plan for the campus, so everything works. So that's. That's really all that's been contemplated at this time.
Right.
And you know, with a building like the Cancer Center, AGH thinks there's a strong need for cancer care in the community. And we try to keep those folks from having to go upstairs or elevators or that sort of thing. It's with the infusion of chemotherapy and that sort of thing, it really lends itself. You really need an area, you need, you know, the doctor's offices around the periphery. I know Mr. Franklin has put a lot of time and effort in designing the interior so that it works. So I guess a lot of thought went into it. I'm glad to explain all that to you.
Right.
But that's for a cancer, a multidisciplinary overall cancer center, that's what you need.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does. It does. We've all been touched by that horrid disease, and I certainly understand what you're saying.
Yeah, the way it's designed around a circle with the infusion and the different treatment as you move out.
Right.
Is this what you're going to see from 113?
Actually, that view is...
Yes. That's whole issue.
Just the other side of it, yeah.
I'm just trying to see what the elevation looks like from 113, so that's wrong.
More or less, yeah.
This is the parking lot. This is the parking lot elevation.
Correct.
Yeah, what is the back side, which is kind of the front side of 113 look like? Do you have anything like that?
I don't have anything.
We do not. Just so we're clear, we have the elevation for here, which is the entrance where they drive through. We have the elevation that's around here.
That's this one here.
Correct. Yes, sir.
So this is the elevation. This is what it looks like from 113.
From this corner, we don't have an elevation back here.
We have one on the plan.
I don't think that's going to be
here.
It's on black and white plan.
It's on the black and white plan.
You don't have a rendering because you don't have an elevation.
Yeah.
So it comes around.
I just want to see the basic look from the road. So,
yeah. No, we pay particular attention to that.
This back here, Ken can help me with that. That's a portable. Is this a PET scanner? Or do they park here?
Yes, that's your PET scanner. That's your mobile PET scanner.
And for your record, that's Kim Justice. Because there's not a need right now full time for a PET scanner, they're going to bring it in and park it here, and then patients can come out the back and use the portable PET scanner until the future there's enough need to justify them. And that's a pretty typical use for a cancer center.
They meet all the requirements for everything?
Yeah, there's a couple points that we've had. I've had several meetings with Brian from Vista Design, who works with Steve. The parking area, I understand, is pervious paving in the parking spaces, but the travel areas are different paving, correct?
Correct.
Right.
That's
all part of your stormwater calculations. There was a traffic study provided to us earlier this year. I had spoken with State Highway. There's a new, comments, I guess, have gone back and forth, but it's that traffic study is still under review, from what I understand, as of Friday. One of the things, if you look at the site plan, there aren't any sidewalks shown along Old Ocean City Boulevard, and SHA has told me that there will be, and how to handle the intersection at 113 would be another item they did want to comment on, whether they have people, if they were walking on this side of Old Ocean City Boulevard on the new sidewalk, if they would go over 113 to the, was it your store?
Mm-hmm.
Or if they would make them cross Old Ocean City Boulevard and cross into the median, have like a pedestrian corralling in the median. This is something that they're considering that they don't know yet because that review is not complete. So, we had in the past along this area had traffic and pedestrian concerns. They have not been totally addressed by State Highway and the engineers yet. But so that's one area where we will have to get some clarification.
Are there any plans to, when you come to southbound, to extend that left-hand turn lane to get onto Old Ocean City Boulevard?
If you come in...
If you're coming southbound and you're going to take...
On 113, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a left. If I go there every morning, I can see the car stacked all the way back, and not everybody makes a light, even though the light's long.
Mm-hmm.
And something like this, I know this is an early in the morning kind of a facility.
Yeah, I don't know, and they, I don't know about if they're going to reconfigure that or not. I assume the whole area would have to be. They kind of see the biggest impact for this development to be at shift changes with the employees, you know, earlier in the morning, you know, when they have people coming in for appointments, and at the end of that shift in the afternoon. Otherwise, the way it was put to me, the impact is fairly minimal from this building, other than employee and delivery traffic.
I know it's late in the game to ask this question. Was there any thought put into putting both buildings on the south portion of the property?
Yes.
And was because of the grade?
That's the way it actually started, but we couldn't get both drop-offs to work, and we had problems with grades and stormwater.
And I will say, that some of the meetings we had the town's stormwater engineer from EA, and we've had the engineers who review the site plan for us from DBF involved in the meetings. And a lot of work went into the watershed of this property, even on much further downstream, all the way out to towards the, yes, but you understand it. Some people wouldn't. So a lot of work went into that to assure that it's going to work with Berlin's system of stormwater and the counties also.
A question on impervious surface. Here we have one. How many have we approved with impervious surface before? I don't even know. Anyway, we all know that if you don't maintain the stuff, it's impervious. What provisions does the town have to make sure that the pervious surfaces that are part of a calculation for stormwater are maintained?
It's actually an NDE requirement that
it is
maintained.
And how's that set up? How?
It's got to be, if it's pervious, I think it's got to be vacuumed either once a year or once every 6 months. But it's part of the approved plan. There's got to be a maintenance schedule part of the approved plan. NDE is actually now coming up with requirements for these types of facilities to be inspected. So there's
it's not inspection.
Like, right, it's not like years past where you built it and forgot about it. That's not the
so,
way.
So they're handling that end. Mm-hmm. So we can take comfort in the state.
Yes.
And also, we've done it in different areas, Ron, where we've contacted MDE and said, send somebody out, take a look at this. Uh-huh. And then they get back to us with the documentation or a violation.
Right.
Or,
right. So they're on it.
And we've contacted them also. You know, Jane and I do that quite a bit, you know, or have in the past. So. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
Good question.
Any other questions?
When you say the state hadn't gotten back to them about the study, I mean, is the study they have, will they talk about sidewalks and things like that, so we don't really need to worry about that until that comes back?
Yes. I mean, something that they would ask for as a requirement. So, I mean, we could ask for that as part of the approval process.
A sidewalk down that road where there is everywhere else, or everything that's new has a sidewalk.
Yes. Bike lanes, sidewalks. That's usually...
But that's something they suggest or require.
Yes.
We just need to see it on the plan. That's...
But they don't have it back yet.
Right, right.
I mean,
right,
I'm just
right,
asking, that's what none of it. So you're waiting for that, I guess.
We're waiting for their opinion.
Right, right.
Okay.
Is this the only time we're seeing this, or are they coming back, or is this final? They're looking for final site plan approval.
They're looking for site plan approval.
There is only final site plan approval.
That's, there is only one, yes.
Well, we used to do preliminary.
Yeah, I know.
So we're, you know, Atlantic General Hospital obviously is fine with the sidewalk. There's no problem. I just don't want to commit to something tonight and have State Highway come up with a different idea.
I agree. That's
State Highway. I can tell you State Highway is absolutely going to require it.
Yeah.
that's what they led me to believe, too.
And they're going to require other traffic improvements.
Well, that was my question. I didn't know if...
And modifications, and we are going to have to, I mean, there's extensive study on that, and they are absolutely going to require modifications, and we are absolutely going to have to do that.
Do that, okay, yeah.
I don't want to do a design here and then have them come in with something different.
And tell you to change that.
Right. So we all know it's going to be there.
There's no question.
Right.
So whatever their requirements are in their study, you're planning on doing.
Absolutely, and we have to.
Sure.
Yes and yes.
And you want to.
Yes, and yes.
That makes sense, I just...
Any other questions, suggestions? Anybody? I get a motion to approve the plan?
So moved.
You get a second?
Second.
One favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do you want that back or?
I don't need it.
Yeah.
Give it away.
That's true. They, you?
Yes.
I could use one or two for the department heads.
Thank you.
And they said the press likes them too.
Okay. Well,
if you don't mind
you
doing that.
No. I'm going to let Kent handle the press. That's not mine.
Yeah.
Not my gig. Perfect. Oh, thank you.
Ron, you going to present to the library?
I'm with you. You're a lawyer or nothing?
Steve. Hey, Steve, you're coming up, right?
Yeah,
come on.
Item number five, the design group representing the Worcester County Library Board requesting site plan approval. You going to recuse yourself from up here?
I'm sitting here.
We need a public hearing on
it. Okay, like it says, we're here for the only site plan approval. Nothing has really changed since the last time we were here, only in minor ways, I think.
A lot of lines and numbers up there.
Questions? Comments? Ground?
I guess it's Harrison Avenue, you're going to be a dead end street.
That's what I'm sort of thinking.
You're not asking the wrong answer.
What's your parking looking like? Pervious or impervious?
Pervious. Impervious.
Did you maintain that?
No, it's impervious.
It's impervious. Okay.
Yeah. We have, all the stormwater is handled on site. We're talking about stormwater.
Yeah, stormwater real quick. The site has a really unique situation that the site and the surrounding area all drains to a pocket. And that pocket has extremely high infiltration rates, like 42 inches an hour. So what we're proposing with DA engineering is that we don't touch anything. All the water that will drain to that natural depression, we won't touch it. Just continue to act the way it's acting now. That site will handle a 100-year storm event for the entire watershed plus the improvements. It's kind of a very unique situation for the Eastern Shore.
We have no stormwater than these sites.
The possible service access
on the north side.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
That's every morning books are delivered and taken away by the regional library system and also some other branches and that's the location that worked for us and was also approved by our neighbor.
Is that back up to where the the hospice places, is that where it is?
Hospice.
This, it says possible service access only to the west part of the campus.
It's to the western end of the property.
Sorry, yeah, I'm sorry.
Back along that ditch.
Where does that go, if it ever goes there?
You're talking back here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking in the back here, I'm sorry.
If we need more parking.
The possible service access.
Possible service access.
Right, we got parking here, right at the very end. The possible road. What is that?
Under your driveway.
In case we need more parking back there.
What property is it put up to? Is it pronounced?
It's all, what's that?
All part of it.
Brittany Lane.
Subdivision.
Then it would be overflow parking if, say, if...
There's not a connection ever to it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's just a big sump back there. Not going anywhere.
It's landlocked back there, so...
I didn't know if it was future to another development or something.
No, it would...
Entrance or exit or anything.
It would only be, I think if we find that we have, you know, the meeting room is also set up to be, for plays and stuff, and if we found that we needed more parking, we want to make sure we have a place to put it.
It looked like a road.
But it's just access parking.
Gotcha.
Is that page that rooftop, that solar panels or something?
We have put those on there, see how much we can get on, whether we're going to get them now or later or ever, we don't know, it's funny. You can put your name on those solar panels, they go up there quick.
Nobody's going to climb on roofs anymore.
Worcester County.
No, they own it, right?
The county purchased the property a year and a half ago. The county owns the property, and the county will be a Worcester County Library Berlin branch.
But the county's building.
Oh, the county, yeah.
Yes.
Well...
Right, I just...
Are you talking about funding?
Yeah.
There are various funding.
But it's county owned, I mean, it's...
It's county owned, there's a lot of state money involved, there's also private money, and Humphrey's Foundation has made some really nice gift, a really nice gift to us, the town has. You know, the thing with the library is that, you know, it's the people's building, and it's really kind of like a municipal building for Berlin that the county owns in town. That's how we see it.
David, do you have anything to tell her?
No, we've had some meetings already with Mr. Cassio, with Public Works and Electric, and they all seem to be happy with placement of the building, even up in that corner closer to Harrison, and we're excited about some extra parking around for when it went on the hours they're closed, maybe when there's events or Christmas parade, those type of things. We always need parking. The way we understand, there's a community room that's accessible when the library's locked down and closed for, like Ron was saying, events or meetings. So, yeah, department heads and town in general behind it all the way.
We're paying a lot of attention to the lighting to only get as much as we need and no more. We don't have any uplighting is verbose. It'll all be LED.
I like the fact that you've kept it away from the residential properties.
Right.
Your lighting is all on the north side.
We're paying a lot of attention to that.
Yeah.
To not be light in the right position. We're also,
landscaping as well.
Right. A lot of the landscaping on the south side, the larger trees that are noted on, they're existing. We went in and tagged existing order. Probably 25-year-old cons that once give them some room,
probably kick off. We're looking for, you know, eventually, not too long from now, a pretty shady parking lot.
Do you have a projected starting time or?
Spring.
Next year?
Yeah, yeah, spring.
Spring, that could be 17, 18.
Well, I'm sorry.
Spring 17. It's like Friday.
Spring 17.
Be done Friday.
So what kind of body type? Any W-24?
Powered by Chandler.
As long as he cleans them off every once in a while.
I know. Okay.
Any other questions, or Mr. Castro?
Mr. Gannon, Mr. Gannon.
Just while I'm sitting here.
Make a motion, will you approve the site plan?
You have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you.
Is there any idea of the whole library, not that anything to do with this, what it'll do back?
No, it is, it will be the property of the fire department.
They own that building?
They own that building, that was part of our deal. And they, from my talking to them, it was a meeting, which may be, you know, available to the public.
Another space.
Yeah, exactly.
Breaking ground on this.
On this?
Spring.
Spring 17. 2017.
He was talking, I couldn't hear what he said.
Oh, okay, 2017.
What do you want?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
I do have a comment. The amount of paper that was given to us for the AGH Cancer Center, I think, was quite a bit of overkill. I certainly don't think that any of us up here can do stormwater calculations, nor want to.
I didn't ask them for it.
Yeah, I understand.
Let's tell them they don't need that.
I did, but he brought me home.
Did?
We could just tell them a simple site plan would be sufficient.
Yeah, I usually ask anybody for site plan and elevations, because you want to know what the building looks like. And I usually ask them for, and they're not always on there, landscaping and lighting, too, because a lot of times that's missing. It's an afterthought with some, so.
Good comment, Bart.
It was, but we'll keep in mind, yeah, yeah. He just brought me in completed sets.
Right, right. And even if I was a civil engineer, I wasn't going to check his calculations.
Yeah.
It's not my ideal phone.
Any comments from the public?
Press.
Press.
Press, Charlene, you got anything? Huh?
I did want to say that last Wednesday, we had a Board of Zoning Appeals meeting, and previously, the project for 21 Jefferson Street for Habitat on the triangular piece, you had suggested they go to BZA and ask for a reduction in the setback. Well, they got it. They got approved for a variance from the setback. So it's reduced to 5 feet, and they enlarged their building, like you all suggested. So they have that 5 foot extra, bigger retail or studio space downstairs, and it allowed them bigger condo units upstairs, so that it's more marketable. And of course, in the sight line from looking down from Main Street to Jefferson, the building will stand out more. And the one that we looked at in the past, right behind it on Gay Street, when we rezoned those four parcels, he'll be coming for site plan approval next month. He's got some drawings done, and he took a tip from all you had told him with parking in the rear, the driveway on the right, leave some room on the left. So he, you know, he's got it. He took your advice on all of that, too. and that the buildings do complement each other. Both of them will be, I think, nice-looking building, you know, period-type architecture for those, you know, that downtown area. That's it.
Do you know what the materials are that the Habitat building is going to be made from? Was that discussed? I wasn't here.
They haven't been finalized because a lot of it's budgetary, but he's showing a mixture of brick and like hardy. I can show it to you, but they're not, you already gave them site plan approval, but the new one, they made some changes. But like even the awnings on the front, they're like a standing seam metal like we have on Main Street.
Right.
But we discussed that in the BZA. They said, well, what about that? Jay Neer happened to mention they protrude off the building, but part of our code says into those areas you can, you know, parapets or bay windows, awnings. So they have that out over the sidewalk, and it makes it, you know, again, an attractive, you know, facade on a building. So we mentioned that in the motion that they'd be able to do that, but it was already allowed under the code. So
any word on the design standards or money?
Right now I'm looking at six different versions from different municipalities around the state, the Maryland Department of Planning, and I haven't looked at it in quite a while because we've been swamped. But
do you have proposals?
I don't have proposals.
You
no.
Okay.
We set
money though, right?
Okay. There's money in the budget that's still there now. The town administrator wanted me to look into finding, again, suitable standards elsewhere that we could edit. So that's what I'm attempting to do for her. And we're going to be talking about it shortly, but I'm just not there yet. But we can put it out to bid again if that's what you want to do. But
anything else coming up that you've heard that we don't know about?
You know, the Oceans East, you know, out on Seahawk Road, the apartments, they got their grading permit this past week. So once I have architectural plans, that'll start. You know, those apartments will start.
The church did get settled, I guess, at the end of
the campaign. They closed on the property. The only thing they've done so far, we gave them a demolition permit to start tearing out stuff in the two small buildings out there at, you know, what was Mariel Select. And we are about to issue a building permit for the remodel inside, you know, where they want to use their offices and all, but nothing major yet. They're crawling before they walk even with that. But nothing new on a subdivision of the parcel. Got some questions about how to hook them up with EDUs and, you know, some of the infrastructure questions are still there, electric, and we got to hook them up to all the town services. We run under 50, but we don't run to that property. So
that property was never served by the town before?
Nope. When it was annexed in, you know, usually the annexation agreements will say they have till a certain date. The town does.
It was 10 years.
Yeah, but that was never done. And the previous owners would have had to pay ready to serve, and they chose not to, because the previous use called for 17 EDUs, you know, that's a lot of money, and they never even started paying the ready to serve to set those EDUs aside. So now there are none assigned to it. So with this newest permit we're about to issue, based on their use, then their occupancy, we're going to have to come up with a number of EDUs that they have to buy, whether it's one, two, three, I don't know yet.
At the new rate, at the latest rate.
Yes, because there was never any ready to serve
fees. Ready to serve fees for.
Well, that should be significant. I mean, with 500 people in the church or whatever.
Yeah, but see, immediately they won't have that, I don't think, because they're not redoing that biggest building that's going to be the church.
I got you.
They're going to run some programs out of the one. And the smaller of the two buildings is going to be office and administration.
You said they're crawling.
Yeah. And the biggest building, I understand they're looking at a grant application for from DHCD for demolition of the building that's closest to the highway, the second largest building, the oldest one, because that one was, that's their intention, take that down all along anyway. And now they're looking for some help through grant money to take it down, so.
A comment on the previous topic of guidelines. Now, I recall that what we asked for was not find somebody else isn't tweaking it. That's not what we were told we were going to get. So I think the administrator needs to look in the direction of something that we can use rather than.
That's why we went that way. I agree. Okay. That's why we first went that way.
Okay.
And that the two bidders that we selected, you know, they backed out basically.
Because so. There wasn't enough money in it?
Well, no. The first one, the principal that agreed to it, he left the firm, and then they didn't want to take it on. So we went to, we had graded the five bidders we had, you know, on a committee type of arrangement. We looked at it all. And the second one said they could do it within our budget. And then they came in, it was almost triple the cost. So we didn't have the money in the budget. So then, if I'm going to go that direction, we'll have to rebid it. We'll have to do another request for a proposal. So.
Motion to adjourn.
Taking a motion to adjourn?
Is that moved?
Second?
Aye.
Thank you all.
That one easier than I thought it was.
Yeah.